this is Sean.
This is Ely.
And this is Patrick Hart.
And we are Bloodwire.
Bloodwire.
We finally have Patrick here. Patrick is our brilliant drummer.
Yeah. And we love him.
Yep.
Thanks. I love these guys too. Despite their misconceptions about my drumming.
I don't know what you're talking about. But anyways.
We have proof.
Yeah.
We have video proof.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the Red Devil Lounge in San Francisco.
Caught out.
Oh, that's true. Yes. I've been wanting to put up more video on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
All that.
I actually
footage.
Haven't seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
And we have
I did feel good about that night though.
Yeah, so. That was a show. Great show. Loved it.
And we have video of our first show together at the Black Sun Festival 2, which happened in 2006.
Uh-huh.
Where you can hear nothing but drums.
Yeah.
Yeah, did
they
we,
mixed it really well.
Did we play twice or just what? Once? We just played once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got through a sound check.
Sound check.
Mm-hmm. Minutes before we
minutes
got to
before,
go on.
And yeah. then we played.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Or no, we did a sound check and we got to wait for the other band.
Had a rented drums, right? So it's different than your usual.
Right.
But you're professional enough. You can play anything.
I think the sound man was a drummer.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, he was the guy that yeah. loved loud drums. And then, of course, being the sort of band we are, we have lots of drums mm-hmm. as backing tracks, mm-hmm. which may or may not change mm-hmm. the next record.
We shall see.
Because of all of that, yeah.
So what other bands were you in before?
The last band I was in was a band called Mellow Drunk.
We saw you play with the Church, right?
Played with the Church a couple times,
yeah.
and it was in one of those times where we had to set up all along the front of the stage mm-hmm. because we couldn't set up where the church was set up. So that was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
You made it look like you did it on purpose, and it was your usual thing.
Right.
It was good.
So another band I was in, actually, I did a lot of other projects, but... The only other main band I was in was a band called the Rosemaries, another band whose name didn't fit. Loud,
uh-huh.
shoegazery, driving, loud Britpop music that we played. We had a name from Shakespeare poem, again, with the English or French literature.
Hmm.
Oh.
Good thing we broke that. Cycle.
Yeah, we did. The band Bloodwire,
mean?
Exactly what I want it to mean. It's got elements of this and that, and basically it sounds cool, it looks cool, it makes your parents slightly uneasy, which is awesome. It makes girls slightly interested and afraid, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you have it.
It's always good.
Mm-hmm. Why, thank you.
We're going to try to do more podcasts with the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully we'll get into that mode where we're just cursing.
Comfortable enough, yeah. I still don't know what to say. So, next.
You can always disagree with anything I'm saying.
Right? Okay.
Out loud. After the podcast.
No, I won't. Okay. What else is on the list?
Next topic we have is we premiered a new song on the last podcast. That was podcast number 2. And our working title for it is called Bella. And we asked for listeners, readers to respond with their, their suggestions on what we should call the song.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of the suggestions?
We got... one that was funny was where we can go ahead and call it Bella, but everyone's going to call it whatever it takes anyway. Calling it whatever it takes. Crashing sound,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Fragile heart breaks, which is nice. Forever, which is, I like that one because it goes along the new order lines of naming it something completely different.
Right. That's
true. Actually in the
yeah.
song.
That's true.
But then there's also a Cure song. So I was kind of
yeah
going away from that. And then the best one so far is Hope is Garbage, where if you listen to episode number 2, you'll understand at least the garbage part, and I guess the hope as well.
Yeah,
it's like growing on me.
Yeah,
Hope is Garbage is that, and we may have to use that as the title for the album instead of just the song.
Oh, so when we haven't really decided, right? So
yeah,
I think we'll let you guys know.
How about
another
like
a week or two, I guess.
Yeah,
sit on
podcast
it.
5 or 6.
And yeah, I don't know.
Whenever it happens. Mm-hmm. If we never make it to 5 or 6, then
we'll... No, we're making up. It. We're making it to 5 or 6.
Okay.
Things are changing around here.
That's right.
I don't know if your listeners know about all these changes coming up. But.
What are they? You tell me.
We're going to be kind of a little more of a ship-shape outfit.
Oh, yeah. Patrick's going to crack the whip on us.
I think that there needs to be any kind of that.
I know it needs to be done. I got to get off my bun.
Speaking of buns, Ely's chocolate company, Vice Chocolates,
again,
will be moving into the commercial kitchen in the next few days.
That's a step up.
Yeah.
So production will begin soon. Last weekend, we did a photo shoot for some of the chocolates.
Yes.
So we at least have some hero shots of each of the chocolates.
Not all of them. I'm still working on some.
Right. But I mean, the first wave is 4 recipes or types or whatever. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be ready to go. And we have soon. A form pretty much done, sort of tested.
Yeah.
For ordering?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we can get your money. Oh, and thank you, Krista from Hungry Lucy, for giving us tips on taking the shots. Last week we talked about not necessarily our influences from the usual stuff, but what we've been listening to now.
Oh, what am I listening to now?
Yeah.
Well,
Battlestar Galactica counts as a collective influence.
I have a hard time. I mean, I do think that you come, myself and some other people that I was talking to lately, a good friend of mine, who I grew up with, so I guess that makes sense. We just don't really listen to that much music anymore, mm-hmm. unless I do when I'm working out. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I don't play it around the house. I play it low
you
at
don't?
Work. And it's something that I kind of probably I miss when I don't hear it, but I don't seek it out. And it's just because I've heard everything, I've played and heard everything I love so many times that it's part of me. And
you don't need to play it.
It's there. It's hard to hear sometimes. Not because I don't want to hear it. It's just kind of like it's hard.
Oh.
Because I have so much emotionally invested in all of my favorite music of the past, and I don't like any of the music of the new. Not very much of it, at least. So,
because you have an emotional attachment to it, that if you listen to it now, it would bring back certain memories?
Yes, I absolutely should have just listed the last 10 records I burnt into my iPod instead of getting all personal.
No, it's interesting, because I'm almost opposite.
Really?
I listen to music all the time, everywhere.
I can hear, there's songs and records from the 90s that could probably give me a stroke or a heart attack.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like what?
That would be be so powerful.
Yeah, that's a friend of mine won't listen to Disintegration after Labor Day.
Why?
Because if he goes into winter and he hears that album, he'll snap.
I can't listen to that record at all. I can't listen to it at all.
Really?
Yeah, even though I still think it's, you know, not, there's some argument as to whether or not it's the greatest record of all time. But it's definitely up there, but I won't listen to it.
Oh.
I tried. I got a few together and I tried to start listening to them. So, onto new things. I listened to some vocal trance, which is kind of like what the 90s kids who liked all that kind of music started listening to. I heard a few of them
vocal trance
talking about it. Yeah,
what is that?
It's kind of
it's not
terribly new kind of dance music, club music, and it's really not at all cool or like edgy or hip-hoppy or whatever.
But it's trance.
It's
house.
No, there's no house influence. None of it's funky. It's not jungly or jazzy. It's just techno-y? Straight ahead. It's more like, if you can imagine remixes of Depeche Mode and New Order played a little bit faster with these girl singers. Bands like Way Out West or Hybrid. Stuff like that, but even more ear candy. Like, I listen to that when I work out because it kind of reminds me of 90s electronic music, which I really like. So,
did you want to state one? This week, really?
Well, one that always makes me happy. Uh-huh. That I know that whenever I'm like upset or something, and then you turn that on, I get really happy. Even though the weird thing is the lyrics to that song isn't really that nice.
Well, what song is this?
But they're called Fine China, and the song is called Labor Saving Device.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
And the music is very happy, but the lyrics are kind of, I don't know. They're not angry. They're not, they're kind of.
But they were produced by the guy from Joy Electric, I think it was, and Starflyer 59.
You guys always are on into these little nooks and crannies and you find good stuff.
I
don't know how you do it. Then you pull out these cool little ditties and they're great, but I don't find that stuff. I sometimes look hard.
I just have Sean.
Well, you got us to give in to the last Junkie XL album.
I thought I heard of them from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, because there's that song with Robert Smith.
Oh, right.
So that was my gateway.
Right. That's a good song.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Beautiful Blue Sky.
How does that go?
I tried listening to his new album and
Junkie XL.
He got lots of great reviews and like electronic musician and stuff, and it's
different.
But it wasn't the direction I wanted him to go in.
Was it more?
It was back
Robbie
to the
Williams.
Same.
Oh,
so
back to the what?
Back it was to back to the same.
Same stuff.
You know, 90s sort of house techno, whatever.
Right. But some of the songs had some good melodies. Yeah. Good choruses, catchy. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with today he had that whole New Order guitar stuff going on. That was great.
With the song today?
And that album, yeah.
Yeah.
Last week we all went to see a friend's band, Hello, perform at Cafe du Nord in San Francisco. And we ran into Evan, who was a former bandmate of mine who was in Battery and a bunch of other junk that we did. And he has a label called Dynamophone. And we were talking with him about how to get past sort of the crappiness of MP3s and sort of coming up with some sort of, you were saying, like a new paradigm for how to present music.
And he asked me if I buy my music from iTunes, and I said no. And he asked me why, and I said because it still belongs to iTunes when you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't belong to you.
You have to jump through some annoying hoops to make it yours.
Well, it's better to buy the CD and
have
look
at the artwork. That's my favorite.
Burn it into iTunes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what I try to tell my family and friends, and they don't care.
The quality's a lot better.
And then when their computer breaks, all the music goes away.
And that's happened before.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's supposed to be a way for you to get it back, but I don't know if it's ever worked for anyone. It has to. But it sounds like instead of like going over to, you know, turning around in your chair to your rack of CDs to burn them into your new computer, you have to like ask Steve Jobs if he'll give you your songs back.
Yeah. You want to lead us out?
No.
Yeah, lead us out.
Thank you for listening.
Yep. We'll talk with you next time. If you have any other comments or suggestions or anything like that, please go onto our blog, which is at bloodwire.blogspot.com.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
You gonna say bye or what?
Oh, sorry. Bye.